We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school girls basketball. The head coach for the Cam Cougars, Joe Woolham. And, Coach, things have been going pretty good for you and your girls here as of late. You've won three in a row over Boyer Valley, Stanton, and Peyton Sherdan. How are you feeling about your basketball team here as of late?
Well, you know, hopefully we're peaking here at the right time of the year and at the end of the season here, headed into the postseason push. So feeling pretty good about our girls. You know, I thought we had our best outing of the year versus Stanton the other night as well.
What did you do against Stanton that you felt like justified that to make it your best outing of the year?
No, I thought we had our best offensive night. We really executed our offense well. Stanton pressed us, we broke the press well and efficiently and were able to score. Those are things we've been struggling to do at times. And I thought we just had our best night of everybody moving, and we got a ton of contributions from everybody that played in that game too. That was just one of those fun team wins where everybody was on their game.
Yeah, Maddie Richter led the way with 20. Ada Hansen with 19 in that game. But it sounds like you had a lot of other – what were some of the other players besides those stars that you were impressed with?
Well, you know, I thought Daphne Whaler, it's really coming on for us. And I think the Boyer Valley game and the double overtime game, she was big for us. And then she hit a couple big shots in the Stanton game as well. So getting some contributions from her. Her sister, Eileen Whaler, played really, really good defense too. She might not have scored as much, but she made differences blocking shots and getting some rebounds. You know, so we're getting some other people to really, really step up and give us some good minutes.
What was that double overtime game like for you? It sounded like you had a lead, and Boyer Valley just came storming back at the fourth quarter. Not much points were scored in each of the overtimes.
Yeah, no, I think we lost a 10-point lead in the last minute of the game. Just had a few turnovers, and, you know, Boyer Valley hit some shots, clutch shots there. You know, we were short. A few girls fouled out. I think we had Courtney Fullman and Krista James fouled out in regulation. Then we lose Ruthie Rich to an injury in the first overtime. And so we were, you know, down, certainly down some players, but found a way to come back and hang on and win that game.
Well, yeah. And then what do you think was there between Boyer Valley and Stanton? I mean, just two days away. And I mean, You play a tough double overtime game, then you come back a couple of days and maybe have your best game of the year. What do you think was, what clicked there?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because on Tuesday after a double overtime game, you know, emotional draining game, girls were tired, obviously, from playing that, and we didn't have much of a bench left at the end of the night. We actually gave them Wednesday off. You know, which kind of scared me heading into a Thursday game. We just watched some film Wednesday morning, didn't practice. So I was really, really worried about what was going to happen Thursday. You know, we did start out slow first quarter Thursday, but then after that, we really got clicking the rest of the night and came away with a huge win.
Yeah, sometimes maybe taking a step away helps a little bit. Not all the time, but in this time it worked.
Yes, it did.
So, you know, you got three games left here in the regular season, and then, you know, the playoffs coming here, I guess brackets will be coming out here shortly. You know, what's the strength of this team, and what's going to make you a tough out in the playoff, you think?
Well, I think right now what's going to make us tough is we're getting scoring from everywhere. It's not just Maddie. You know, we're getting Ada's producing. We got some girls off the bench coming up with hitting shots. I think just us, you know, we kind of maybe were earlier in the year. We kind of had to lean on Maddie. But now we've had some other girls step up and are making shots. And that's actually making Maddie better, too. Teams can't focus as much on Maddie. They're going to have to focus on some other girls as well. And you know, hopefully we're a tough out in the postseason.
What has it been with the Whaler sisters that they've come along, and how have they developed throughout the year? I mean, Allie, especially as a freshman, has been coming on. Daphne, I think her minutes have gone up too for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Just confidence. You know, I think that's kind of been what it has. You know, Eileen had to step up when Krista James went out with her ankle injury. And, you know, she's done everything in her power to keep her minutes up. And she's been playing great defense, getting a lot of blocks and scoring when we ask her to. You know, Daphne, just she's one of those girls that when she's confident, she can make a three, you know, from all over the court. And she's been stepping up doing that for us as well.
Well, it's all back on the court tomorrow as you take on Glidden Ralston, then Exiree HK and Arweva to finish it out. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck in this next stretch. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joe Wallum, head coach for CAM Girls Basketball here on KSOM.